me with their big muscular bodies and stuff my throat. It was what I wanted all my life. A systematic ravaging. Once they were finished, I asked the biggest one for his jock strap.
You know what? I'm going to hang up there because I am sure I have dialed the wrong line. That sounded to me like Harry Morgan from TV's MASH.
Colonel Potter.
Is speaking in the voice of Colonel Potter. I'm sure I made a mistake. Let me redial.
That must be it.
I sure hope you get through this time. That can't be always MASH.
Dial very carefully.
I got it this time. All right.
Shivering with excitement, I did as he directed me to strip naked.
Oh, dear.
I took a moment to admire myself in the mirror. I craved a nice groping. I ran my hand over my tummy and thighs in anticipation of the spanking they were about to receive at the hands of his spasmodic member. I turned sideways to admire my round little butt, then quickly slipped back a little so I could just see what he had for me. I opened the door, and I pushed it forward. There he was, glistening in the morning dew.
You know, I apologize. I am positive I have called some type of sex line.
Yeah,
let me just try one more time.
You're not used to the phones up here, I know, so...
Well, you know, same thing happened yesterday.
Yeah.
Back at JFK with the phones.
It is odd.
Third time's a charm. I think you get through this time. I think there's a good chance.
Could be.
There we go. All
right. It's ringing now.
Trying to call the Harry Potter line.
My bum. My legs were giving out under me, and I bent forward to the waist to support myself with my hands on the floor. He quickly positioned himself behind me, and holding my hips, rammed his very...
He's overcome.
Wow.
Excuse me. At this time, since you didn't hang up, I'd like to remind you, you're listening to the Harry Potter birthday line. I curled my head and neck and placed my shoulder blades on the floor as he pressed my tailbone against the sofa for support. Wrapping my knees behind his elbows with my feet behind his shoulders and his feet at either side of my head, he pumped his hips. Each thrust was like a thunderbolt through my body. Then he sank a finger.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. I had to hang up.
Yes,
I apologize. That, now, you can understand
I wish you were able to get through.
You can understand the mistake. It is a guy named Harry, Harry Morgan, who played a character named Potter.
Right.
So you put the two together, and you get Harry Potter, but for some reason, it's a sex line.
I wish you'd just dial it correctly. I don't understand this.
I'm telling you.
You got the area code right and everything?
866,
right?
855-6708.
Well, it's ringing now.
I'm dialing it correctly.
Both my holes. I shivered with lust. My knees about to give out under me, but Morgan held me fast to the wall. Releasing my right breast, he again buried his tongue in my mouth as he sank his index finger.
Oh. You know, I'm sorry. I have to disqualify myself from this.
Yeah, I can't hear that.
I don't understand that.
We will try it again then.
I just think you ought to be much, much more careful when you hang up there. You ought to hang up a little quicker next time. Because, you know, the next time you get through, he might just keep reading.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
I would do any challenge, anything that you tell me to get free tickets.
Well, then why don't you come down tomorrow and,
be naked?
Yeah, play the nude feud.
Well, will I get arrested? I have a warrant in Nevada.
You have a warrant about how old are you?
35.
Well, where are you calling us from?
Oh, I just moved back home from Denver. I'm in Philly.
You
guys still rock after all this time.
Yeah, well,
thank you. Thank you very much.
If there's a warrant, just curious here, why is there a warrant out for your arrest?
What's it for?
Well, okay, have you ever driven, like, through Nevada? The speed limit's 85. In Denver, it's 75.
Right.
So I was doing 110 and a 75. It was like a $200 ticket, but I haven't paid it yet.
Well, no big deal.
No, don't worry about it. Yeah, okay.
No, I'm not. But I'm telling you, I would run naked through the zoo.
But no, you don't have to run naked through the zoo.
Who's the celebrity you most resemble?
Howard Stern.
I hope that's not true.
Please say that's not true.
I told Cher, Bette Midler, and Barbara Streisand.
Well, maybe it is
maybe
true.
Maybe she doesn't like Howard Stern.
I wouldn't even let Howard Stern Stern humiliate me on the air just to see Jerry Cantrell.
No, honey, listen. No. You just come down tomorrow. There'll be no humiliation. You come down. You play the nude feud.
Right.
We'll give you your Creed tickets.
Really? Do I have to be totally naked? I have a lot of tattoos, you know.
Well, it depends how the game goes. Hold on just a second.
Okay.
Hold on a second.
She's a handful, that one.
I have a lot of tattoos, you know.
She's got to be beautiful.
Of course we know.
From the way she described herself. Yeah, tomorrow, here's what we're looking for on tomorrow's show. We're looking for two teams of five guys and five girls.
With tattoos.
Show up. No, tattoos optional, Rob. Wow. Show up here at WYSP at 11 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And the winning team on the nude feud on tomorrow's episode will walk away with $500.
Wow.
But that's tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's the day after today.
Very good.
Don and Mike, hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, turn your radio down, please.
Hold on.
Thank you. Big Knob, turn it to the left.
Is this Hans?
There he goes. Well, he just decided to bail.
Got confused.
He bailed out.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to ask Don and Mike if they happened to watch WWE last night, and if they did what they thought about Vince McMahon having the American flag flown upside down.
Now, why did he do that?
I didn't watch it last night. Why did Vince McMahon fly the American flag upside down?
Got that new, those three film that are the anti-American, the Canadians, and when they came down the aisle, they were carrying the American flag.
He's a marketing genius, isn't he?
And it was upside down.
He's a showman.
He's a marketing genius. Who says the steroids have affected Vince McMahon? Not me.
Not his judgment.
You know, he's sitting in a room somewhere and saying, I've got it now.
How do I piss the most people off?
I'm going to have anti-American wrestlers, and they're going to come down the aisle and carry the flag upside down. A genius he is. You know what? I'm convinced that it is, and you're never going to hear me say this, but I'm convinced it's my fault. With the Harry Potter line.
Well, try a different line. Maybe it's a different line on that phone.
Yeah, call out.
Because I just feel bad for the kids.
Of course.
Got a good feeling this time, though.
Oh, I guess. I've never had it quite like that. Then later in the day, I was sunning myself in the park near my apartment when a man approached me. I gave him the brush off, as I always do. Please leave me alone, I said. Then I looked at him. He was much more attractive up close than he was far away. He lunged at me, which took my breath away. And before I knew what was happening, he had my tank top rolled up and his teeth gently clamped one of my yabos.
Wow.
He took me with confidence, turning my body over, plundering my holes. Lately, I'd been having a fantasy where a man just took things from my body without asking, without apologizing. He held me open and did me.
Yeah. I'm sorry, that is not the Harry Potter line.
That is not exactly what it is. That can't be the right one.
Hello, Elizabeth. Don and Mike show. Hi, Elizabeth. Are you there? Darling.
Harry Potter thing. I just want to tell you, you know how to get women to listen to your show. I'm a 54-year-old woman who admits to listening to Don and Mike and has since I was 42 years old. That bit was so wonderful.
Well, I'm sure you got turned on, baby.
No. Well, I could turn you on. I could turn you on, Mike, with a one-liner joke. Can I tell you?
Oh, she wants to tell a joke, and she wants to tell it to me. No.
We have a rule about jokes on this show.
It has his favorite word in it. I've been waiting for years to do this.
No. Anus?
Close. The F word with a T.
The S word with a T, that's your favorite
word,
isn't it?
Yes, I say that often. I say that to all of my friends.
You know, we have two rules on this show. First, no jokes. And second, no crazy old broads.
I know the rules, but this is a line that would have worked for you all when you were doing your bowling thing with the gay boys up in New York.
You know, this woman is out of her mind.
And after 30 days, it's marked final at $36.
How old are you, darling?
54.
Mm-hmm. All right, go ahead. I mean, who knows? For God's sake, you might be dead by the end of the show today.
That's right. What's the most off-turned line used in the gay bars in New York?
What?
May I push in your stool?
Oh, that's so old.
You know, I really hope you die today.
Oh, that's so bad.
I hope that today is your last day on the earth.
That's so bad.
We let you break the cardinal rule.
Don't tell old jokes on the show.
Telling jokes. I let you do it without giving your phone number because you're an old, desperate woman. Damn.
Damn
me for being so nice.
All right, but you know what?
next year.
She's just oblivious. No, you're oblivious. Go away.
Damn, I wish I wasn't so jolly. I wish I wasn't so hospitable. I wish I wasn't so open towards the feelings of others.
You wish you were the jolly swag man.
Goodbye. Oh, dumb crazy bitch.
Crazy lady.
Jesus Christ.
Smeared lipstick.
It all would have worked better if you actually got through to the Harry Potter line. The right one.
Give it another try?
No.
Mm. Everybody's calling.
Having all sorts of trouble with it.
How do you make a long distance call here?
You probably have to reverse the charges. It's an infinity station.
Yeah.
We're sorry. A long distance company access code is required for the number you have dialed.
Oh, what a shame.
Dial your call with the access code.
Somehow talking to that woman reminded me of my own wife.
Ah.
I was going to call her up, but you know what? You're right. Let me try the Harry Potter number one more time.
I hope we get through this time. I think it should be able to work.
I bet he does get through.
My phones are going nuts here right now. My God.
Crazy.
We'll see right now.
All right, kids, here you go. Here's the Harry Potter line.
Good.
I began pleasing him.
Oh.
Hello? Good old man.
Were you talking into the wrong end of the phone?
This is a tape recording of the Harry Potter birthday line.
Are you talking into the wrong end of the phone?
Yes. This is a tape recording of the Harry Potter birthday line. I began pleasing him, using little bunny rabbit strokes. Gentle tugs, nothing more. I know I had a live one on my hands, literally, and that Lawrence was on the verge of blowing like the fable of Vesuvius.
You know what? I had to hang up on that. I am sorry. That is not what we want to be presenting.
Not
sorry.
Not one little bit. That's just disgusting.
Not in Mike's show. Hello? Hello? Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yo, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What up, yo?
Not on Mike's show. Hello? What is the deal?
It's all the Harry Potter thing. I mean, you tried and you didn't get through that proper line. If you'd had the right karma and gotten through to the right Harry Potter line, you'd be okay. Everything would be fine.
I'm telling you, I'm dialing the correct Harry Potter number. I can't seem to get an outside line to call my wife, but I can.
I was doodling in my notebook, dueling Gary with hearts around it, BS like that, when I noticed my beloved Gary discreetly had his hand on the knee of a girl sitting next to him. My head nearly exploded. I couldn't believe it. After all the things I'd done for Gary, I'd even given up my ass on our third date.
Wow.
You know what? I had to hang up the call.
Gary,
that's awful.
Oh.
That is hot. Let me see that.
Wow.
We're reading from Fox Magazine.
Unbelievable pornography.
And the article is Co-Ed Jewel is a very bad girl.
Yes, don't read it all.
My hand works steadily, incessantly.
Little bunny rabbit strokes.
Before I knew it, it wouldn't be long before the Lawrence Express would pull it to the station.
Wow.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, God.
What magazine is that?
All right.
It's Fox.
Owned by Rupert Murdoch?
Okay, hold on a second.
Not sure.
Now, I've just been given a note. I go to PA1, right?
Yes.
Just dial 1.
We'll see. We'll see how we do.
Actually, a number that you can get through on long distance, a line? Hey, yeah. That's great.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That's great.
Another one of the young tattooed boys of WYSP. The only one I know is Spike.
I think they're all called Spike.
All I know is that the YSP is like a million guys.
Hello. No one is available to take your call.
What?
Please leave a message after the tone.
Well, now I dialed the wrong number there. Hold on a second.
Hello.
That can't be right.
That was not my home number, I guarantee you that.
That wasn't your voice?
I don't know who you're trying to call now.
Now I am trying to call my wife.
I hope you get through. Wouldn't it be funny if Harry Potter answered?
Source residence. Hello.
Rita there?
She can't come to the phone. She's tied up.
No. Why? What's happening there?
Well, I'll tell you. Can I tell you a story?
About Frida? Sure.
It's a story about me.
Oh, really?
I didn't like sex at all until I turned 22. Then suddenly something changed. It was like a light going off in my duke. I had this unquenchable thirst, this incredible hunger.
You had to actually delete that.
Why did you drop the F-bomb? Why did you drop the F-bomb?
I just got reading.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
Hello, Roy. Don and Mike show. Hi, Roy. Hello, Roy. All I know is that all of a sudden I heard the F word loud and clear.
Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. Hi, Roy.
All right. How are you guys doing today in my city of Philadelphia?
We're doing great in Philly.
Wonderful. I just wanted to call, say welcome to Philly. Just tell you I like you guys a lot. You keep me company on the road. On the road a lot, and I just wanted to ask if you could play the clip of Mike going, "I'm not idiots, gentlemen," because I think that's hysterical.
I don't have that here, which means we're going to have to require Joe Ardinger. Joe, please play the clip.
I was having a moment that day.
Wonderful. All right, well,
I'm not idiots, gentlemen.
Terrific show, okay?
Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.
Yeah, no
again, please, Joe.
I'm not idiots, gentlemen.
Joe.
Cue.
Oh, he's got a cue up. I see. Joe.
I'm not idiots, gentlemen.
Joe.
La da da da.
You can play it again.
Da da da.
Can I hear it? Joe?
I'm not idiots, gentlemen.
There
it is.
Thank
for that
you,
guy.
Joe.
For that
Thank
guy.
Thank you. Let's go to Bob. Bob, Don and Mike show. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Don and Mike, how are you?
Hi, we're great, thanks.
I love you guys. I listen to you all the time. Can you do me a favor? You guys played a bit with Shaq and Dennis Rodman, and it was hilarious.
Oh, we haven't done that for a long time, the Shaq and Dennis show.
Oh, they might be able to do a report on the Allen Iverson preliminary hearing.
Dennis, Shaq, and Allen.
They threw out all but two very small charges against AI, I think that's a good thing.
Let me write a note here. Mike, if the audience is requesting it.
Absolutely.
For goodness sakes.
And we listen.
Shaq and Dennis. Got it.
All right,
thank you, my friend. See you later.
What's up, Doc?
No, that's mine.
I understand. I said it differently, though.
It's my only thing that I say when I'm Shaq.
What's up, Doc? Very good.
All right, let's break. Let's break, and when we come back, we have a variety of things. We got to start the match game soon. I'm going to wait one more break to start the match game, because when we come back...
Don't want to try that line again before we break, do you?
I don't know if I can trust the person on the other end of me.
I think you can. I'd like to just finally get through so all the big Harry Potter fans.
All I know is whoever's on that line dropped the F-bomb, and it was really, really embarrassing.
When I was finished, I removed my now glazed hand from his lower regions.
Wow.
I studied it for a few seconds, then noticed that Gary, underneath his tent of filthy hair, was watching me. He'd seen the whole thing. I looked at him defiantly, then began cleaning off my paw with my tongue and winking repeatedly at Gary. After class, I tracked down the little bitch with the cute knee and booted her ass all over a dining hall, which was the perfect end of the perfect day. Gary called me for weeks, so did Lawrence Wells, begging me for more of my unique brand of sugar.
Okay. Goodbye. Goodbye, Harry.
Wow. You had Lawrence Welk in there. Pretty amazing.
Yes, I know he did. We will be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Back then, drinking usually was a source of humor, especially on the Dick Van Dyke Show. Off camera, no one recognized a problem.
I don't ever recall him not showing up. I don't ever recall him getting surly or nasty. I mean, I'm sure you'll hear this, too. At certain times at around 5 o'clock, he would draw martini glasses on his script while we were having notes or something like that. But it never seemed to be an issue.
The Don and Mike Show. The most excellent program, The Don and Mike Show.
I've been looking for her. Here she is. Hi, sweetie. Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
There you go. Hi, darling.
Hi, I'm in the middle of the train station.
All right, well, listen, I will, I'll keep it brief. I was just commenting today about our conversation this morning.
Yeah.
And I think probably, well, do you want to apologize?
For what?
Well,
You never start like that.
No, no, that's right.
No.
This is a terrible way to approach it.
I have a feeling, and I know I'm probably way off base here, but I have a feeling you told a very biased rendition of our discussion.
No, I told the story that I called you up.
Of course you wouldn't do that.
Called you up, and I said hi, and the first thing was, did you do this? Did you do this? Did you do this?
Hi, sweetie. How are you? And then I said, have you heard from the insurance? You know, have you heard about this?
First thing, I needed to know. Bingo. First thing.
Bing bong.
No, I said, hi, sweetie. How are you doing? I mean, but then I asked you questions. It was no big deal. I didn't say, you lazy bum, have you taken care of your obligations? And Robin said she heard me, and I was perfectly sweet with you.
Ah. Well, so your sister agrees with you.
Naturally. Yes, my sister whom you have the hots for, agrees with me.
All right. Well,
Robin.
I was just wondering if we could go back. For a while, I don't want to go back to the time when we did the experiment, when we didn't speak at all before 9 o'clock in the morning, because that was a failed experiment on my part, that I needed to talk to you. I need to talk to you in the morning. But would it be possible that we could chat before we get right to the interrogation?
How about with a series of post-it notes?
Did you have any chat to do? Give me some of your chit-chat. Give me some of your patter by jumping right to the question.
The patter that I would give you, I can't talk about it on the radio. You know, it's that secret stuff.
What secret stuff?
Duh.
What secret stuff?
You know that secret stuff.
Do you have a news update? Or was it the same secret stuff you told me the night before?
Well, it was. There was more secret stuff than I told you last night.
Date?
What?
Because I've asked you consequently anything new with that stuff, and you've said no. There was nothing new.
Well,
the pattern?
There was nothing new with the people you asked me about, but there was something new with somebody else.
It's a generic anything new. I didn't just say anything new with A, B, C, or D.
Honey, here's all I'm asking. Here's all I'm asking. First,
I hear the train station in the background.
First, I'm asking you, please don't separate with me. That's a joke. An hour ago, when I was discussing this, Mike said that was the answer to.
I said that he thought about separation.
Okay,
oh,
so that's
encouraging you now.
So yeah, Fred, I've gotten to a new space actually, where you know I'm talking to my wife pretty much every day, and you know she really doesn't ask me any what.
It's time to go. The guy is calling.
All right. Well, listen. Can we make a pact? Can we make a pact?
Okay, no, make a pact and just...
No questions.
Okay, whatever you say, I agree to. Okay?
Okay.
Hey, cool. All right, save that.
I love you, honey.
Oh, she's gone. Save that on the way to the train.
All right, isolate that.
Save it totally.
Whatever you say...
I agree.
It's
okay. Very, very cool.
It's a good deal.
Great. Nice.
Whatever you say, I agree, honey.
Fantastic.
Thank you, dear.
Okay.
Thank you, dear.
I like that.
You're looking very fine, dear.
I like that. Just stop the questions in the morning. Just stop the inquisition first thing in the morning.
Don't get any questions first thing in the morning. When you wake up, look at yourself.
Okay. I know, Mike.
I have a little inquiry, though. I said I'll look at myself in the mirror. Good morning, Mike. Good morning. How did you sleep? Fine. Would you like to take your shower now? No. I'm going to go downstairs and have a bowl of cereal first. Very good. Check the computer? Great idea. Go into the computer, take a look at it. Not many emails. No, you used to get a lot more when you lived in your regular house. Yep, let's go out and have the cereal right now. Boy, you better get cracking on that post subscription because you don't have your newspaper this morning. Hey, look, there's the bird on the feeder. Well, it's time to go get the shower.
Wow.
That's great.
Oh, you got it all over me in that regard. All I got was, you know, hi, good morning. Mm-hmm. Did you call the insurance guy? Did you do this? Did you do that? But as you heard, the problem has been solved because she will now agree to whatever I say.
Time to hop in the shower. Well, maybe a brief lie down first. Yeah, watch a little of the morning TV.
And you know, perhaps if I understood my wife better, this is a very thinly veiled segue, we would be able to get higher female numbers on this station.
Yes.
Because it's obvious to me that I, through 21 years of marriage, do not understand women.
Well, and you certainly know I don't understand women after all these years.
Specifically my wife. Yet, there are guys like Guy Zapolian.
Guy Zapolian. I always love that name.
Who is running is guy's writing an article in a newspaper.
Hi, Guy.
In a radio newspaper, Radio and Records, about giving women what they want from radio.
Well, let's share the information for the man with the name that sounds like pastry.
You're gonna love this.
Those are great-looking Zapolians.
I'll take a box.
Tie them up. And let me tell you how this whole thing is set up. Is that you're a program director, you're a disc jockey, you're reading what is your industry's trade newspaper.
Right.
And let's say that the program director, your Tim Sabian, comes to you and says, hey, man, first his head's about to explode. And then he says, your female numbers are way down.
Mm-hmm.
The ratings for females are down. You gotta get more women listening to your show.
That's a hypothetical because our female numbers are pretty good here.
Yeah, but I'm just thinking for your average disc jockey.
Right.
So your average disc jockey might go, let me look at the Radio Records and see look, here's an article giving women what they want.
Share the information from the man with the French general's name.
In a business where a majority of radio stations are targeted towards women, it's amazing how many stations are programmed, consulted, and managed by men.
Mm-hmm.
Let me say, for the record, nothing wrong with that.
Not one little bit.
Nothing wrong with that.
They're nothing but trouble.
It's odd that there are only a few women in key programming and marketing position at radio stations.
TJ Wright.
Even though these stations are targeted towards women. you notice it's a guy who's saying this.
Yes, yeah,
sure. I mean, if they really wanted, if this trade publication, Radio Records, really wanted a female's perspective,
you get a female.
They would have found one of the few females that are in the position.
Yeah, this is a white male writing this article trying to look good to women. That's what he's trying to do. He probably shows that to all his chick friends and coworkers and says, hey, look how cool and hip I am, you dink.
Yes.
This is a Napoleon complex.
Yes, many male broadcasters are experts in our field and believe that we are in touch with our female sides.
You and I are.
God, what a faggot. But many of us are out of touch. I mean, really. Let me see how the female side...
You're in touch with your female side.
...might react to a Harry Potter bit today.
Remember that 50-something lady that called? She loved it.
Right.
Crazy.
Many of us are out of touch with our female sides and misinformed about the real needs and interests of women. So I'm going to offer some lessons I've learned in order to help male broadcasters do a better job of giving women what they want from radio.
Now, for the record, you and I have worked together long enough where every program director that's ever talked about women is usually a philandering dink.
And
that's just the way I look at it.
A lot of them operate under this philosophy. What they will do is they will get a picture of a woman out of a magazine.
Right.
And they'll put it right in front of you.
Talk to her, man.
And they'll say, when you're doing the show, pretend that you're just talking to this one beautiful woman.
Right.
And the first time I did that, the first guy that ever said that to me was Steve Kingston.
Right.
When I worked at B94 in Pittsburgh. And there were a bunch of disc jockeys in the studio, and I did my first break. And he had just given us all the lecture. And he had put a picture of a beautiful woman in front of us. And he said, talk to her. So, because I was a show-off.
What did you do?
Here's what I did. The record started. I went, B94, Pittsburgh's best music. Would you go to bed with me?
There you go.
And the room erupted with laughter. Shannon Ross, B94. And this was like back in 19...
That was over the top.
Yeah,
wow.
And he came storming into the studio with, you know, and I had the disc jockeys. I had all the Banana Don and JoJo Kincaid and Shotgun Mark Rivers. These guys were freaking on the floor.
And he came in up to your knee?
Yeah. He looked up at me.
He looked way up at you and said,
hey, cut that out.
He drove up in his little Stewart little car. And he said... He
came in with his gray suit and the scar on his face.
He said... That's not funny.
Go away, Minnie-Me. Minnie Mouse.
That was one of the many times, you know, that I was understanding that these guys were telling me what to do, mm-hmm. really didn't have a clue that if they knew how to do it,
right.
they'd be doing it.
Right. Right. And funny is funny whether, you know, right. and everybody likes it, really. And it's just funny when they put a picture up.
He said to me, well, what about the people who are listening to the radio? All they heard was you say, B94... would you go to bed with me? And I said, yeah, but they heard all the guys laughing in the background. Yeah. And he said, still, it doesn't translate. And I argued with him. Yes, it does. Funny is funny. If you hear something that's funny, even if you don't understand it.
You hear the laughing in the background, you're going to know something funny happened.
Right. The people listening know that I've said something I'm not supposed to say.
Right.
But anyway, and it was right after that that he went to a new format, B94 in a row, where you played four records in a row with no talk.
Yeah, like every program director.
Prick. Wow. So he was another one of these guys. Talk about women. Talk about what women want to talk about.
Make love.
Yeah, that was another one we heard, really.
Make love to your audience.
Really?
Now, do you ever want to hear a guy that does this? That guy, who's that guy? That fag that does the faggy sounding guy that sounds...
Oh, Glenn Holliff. Nice.
Yeah, Glenn
Holliff on Wash FM.
Hi, welcome to Love Songs. What would you like to hear? That's great. I'll play that for you right now.
Make love to your audience.
I love that song.
I gotta get one that's got an intro on it. Hold on.
I love song.
Hey, everybody. B96. Spread your legs. Here I come with my heat-seeking moisture missile. Because I'm making love to you. You know, that's not what they want.
That's not the idea we had. Hi, this is Glenn Hollis. What would you like to hear? Great. Thanks so much.
Wash FM, this is Glenn Hollis.
You know, when two people are in love, sometimes they have trouble communicating. But that's okay. They can do it with the music.
And sometimes they just fool around. How much do we do? Faggot. Dumb faggot. I'm getting off track here. So I want to read you what this guy Zapolian writes.
I love you and I love gravy.
About how to get women to listen to your radio show. Targeted content. Here we go.
I hate to stop you right there, but it's already a concept that lends itself to ambiguity. You know,
wait till you hear the content.
Right. Forced jargon.
Yeah. Women are looking for programming that relates to their challenging circumstances like raising a family, taking care of the home, maintaining personal relationships, and pursuing careers.
BS.
They are looking for content that gives them information that will make their lives easier and more fulfilling. Here are a few examples of content targeted towards women.
Oh, this will be good.
Guy.
Here we go.
The Nimrod.
Wellness. Health. Getting healthy. Staying healthy. Beauty. Skin, hair, and nails.
Yes.
He's spa, makeup, fashion.
He's already devastated. He's trying to tell us how to communicate with him. He's already he's showing us how out of touch he is.
What he is saying is, in this modern age, where women are being all things, when women are not challenged...
Where's ass play on
by,
that?
By the old, what he's saying is, we are in a society where women are not held to the same standards as they were 50 years ago. So how about doing a show geared towards women, yet every single one of the topics on this list are like from Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah. Curlers.
Mrs. Cunningham.
Hold on.
Curlers, frying the chicken.
Living entertainment. Gardening. Cooking. Home improvement. Spirituality.
Yes.
Great sources for this content are women's magazines, such as Cosmopolitan, Woman's Day, wow. Ladies Home Journal, Working Women, and fashion magazines like Marie Claire. Watch women's television.
God, he is a hammerhead.
You must watch Lifetime and the Oxygen Networks.
No.
Of course.
And, of course, Oprah. Women's websites. And he goes through a bunch of like MarthaStewart.com, Women.com, blah, blah, blah. Now, we're going to get to the funny part of this. Here is a memo that he gave to the air staff at WIXK in Minneapolis. To air staff, RE, know your listeners. It's important to know who the audience is for your day part. What are they doing? I'm going to tell you. When you're on the air, you should take a moment to look at this list and focus your show toward the listener.
Right.
The typical listener to your radio station and your show is a 24 to 29-year-old female who looks more like Roseanne Barr than Cindy Crawford. She has a couple of kids and works 8 to 5. That doesn't mean she doesn't have a pulse and doesn't have fun. However, she's a busy lady, so get to the point.
God, where does he pull this stuff out?
Here's a list of activities a typical listener is doing while you are on the air. Remember, no one hangs on every word. If you have something to say, say it with passion and say it clearly.
Hi, I'm Glenn Hollis. Are you touching yourself right now?
Mike, we are currently doing the midday shift.
Yes, I'm sure this is when a lot of the women that he's stereotyping are listening. Yes.
Here are the topics we should be talking about to get women to listen to our show.
Okay, let's see if we can work this into our show.
Working.
Working.
Aerobics.
Yeah, well, that's big.
Right. Lunching with a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Cleaning house. Watching soap operas.
Jesus.
Running errands. Driving.
Hey, listen, are you running errands today on the way home to see the soap opera when you clean your house?
Tanning by the pool. Grocery shopping.
Oh, yeah.
Mall shopping. Sales. Watching kids. Making lunch. Talking to friends on the phone. Beauty salon. Facial pedicure.
What a dip.
Picnics. And that's all you have for middays.
Hey, thanks so much.
That's fun.
Thanks, guys, Napoleon.
When are you going to do your picnic segment?
Now,
right after the aerobics segment.
How about the morning show? So you're doing a morning show somewhere. And
getting the kids off to school.
In some of our markets, we are on in morning drive.
Yes.
So let's go with this as well. Showering.
God. What the F do you talk about when you're showering? Hey, how was it today? Mine was real hot.
Soapy.
How about that? Boy, how about that water pressure, huh? Yes, sirree.
And this is WIXX Minneapolis.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, ladies.
How's that shower going?
I tell you, you like it firm or you like it soft, huh?
And I know you're going to be putting on your makeup very soon.
Esri, getting out of the shower, putting your makeup on, going to work, going to do the grocery shopping, going to your aerobics class, standing by the pool, and then having those errands.
So, putting on makeup a second for morning drive, then exercising, doing hair, getting kids ready for school, cooking, driving, and now this one has a little asterisk next to it.
Meaning it's more important?
No, meaning handle with care.
Ooh.
Morning delight. Morning delight.
Like sex in the morning?
I guess so.
Yeah.
Dressing, ironing, eating, hitting the snooze button, deciding what to wear, making coffee, walking the dog, kids do daycare, morning errands, brushing teeth.
Churning the butter.
He has.
Going to the local grocer.
Brushing teeth.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Good morning, WIXK Minneapolis.
It's just about the time you should be brushing your teeth right now.
Good morning.
I've just closed my eyes. Yeah.
A little later on, we'll talk about your shower and the trip to the grocery store.
Great radio.
I hope you're fascinated.
Of course, you have garage sales, getting gas, and dry cleaning.
Yeah, last week, I'd like to tell my listening audience I was out and about after showering and going to a great garage sale before my aerobics class and tanning by the pool. How are you ladies doing today?
Now, here you go for the afternoon show. And
then I took a morning BM.
We heard asterisk in many cities in the afternoon.
Okay. What's the afternoon person supposed to be talking about?
Getting the kids home from school.
Mom's taxi service.
There you go.
Pick up the kids. Fighting traffic. Planning dinner. Taking kids to Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. Aerobics. Working. Eating dinner. Playing games. Going for a walk. Going out. Going to the movies. Picking up videos. Sitting by the pool. Babysitting. Visiting neighbors. PTA. Studying. Laundry. Preparing kids for tomorrow. Ironing. Dishes. Feeding baby. Feeding pets. Pets for a walk. Water the lawn.
God,
night school. Hold on.
Jesus Christ.
Hold on. The next one is one I really want to share with you. Hey, good afternoon, everybody. It's WIXK Minneapolis. 3:30 in the afternoon right now. Wouldn't you like to go out and get some ice cream?
Is that on the list?
That's on the list.
Yeah.
Going out and getting ice cream.
That's on the list.
Hello, ladies. All this is domestic.
Yeah.
I mean, is he referring to working women in any capacity whatsoever?
I don't know. Hold on.
He paints that demographic of women that work for a living, and then everything is about getting the kids, going out to get ice cream, visiting the neighbors.
Feeding baby, feeding pets, water the lawn, work in the garden. Getting ice cream.
Go get your ice cream, Hausfrau, Tubby Frau.
Going through mail, church, calling friends. Oh, my God. Party. Mary Kay.
Yes.
Tupperware.
Jesus Christ.
Amway. And also defensive driving school.
We would never last with a program director like that.
And finally, how about late nights?
Yes.
Hey, now we're talking.
Yeah.
Romance.
Yeah.
Planning the next day.
Planning the next day.
That's romantic.
Bubble bath. Washing hair.
What an ass.
Doing nails. Mud mask.
Oh, God. It's like, what is it, night on night of 1952?
Return calls. And here's what I love. It's a repeat.
Yeah.
Oh, I got to get a different intro. Because remember now, this is from the nighttime list. Hey, everybody. It's WISK Minneapolis. Coming up on 9 o'clock. Don't forget, it's time to brush your teeth. That's on the list again.
Hey, you got to plan your day. Tomorrow you might want to stop over and visit your neighbors.
Brush teeth is on the list.
It's going to be a sunny day. Good day to tan after you get your errands done.
Shave legs.
Shave your legs and put your hair up in curlers and put on your lovely little dress from Leave It to Beaver, Mrs. Cleaver.
Prepare clothes for next day.
Pick up your dry cleaning.
Plan next day. Set the alarm.
Might want to get over to that grocery store again, Mom.
Ma. Budget / checkbook. Closing down the stores. And finally, here's a good one for the ladies. Good evening. On WIKX Minneapolis, it's 9:30. Hey, ladies, have you taken out the trash yet? Walking these streets so long. That's his last tip on the nighttime show.
Now, I would only...
Taking out trash.
Do you think he's married? Do you think there's some woman that's living that horror
impossible
story of a life?
I find that impossible to believe.
It sounds like a memo you would give your wife right before she divorces you.
Hey, I'm the midday jock. How you doing, ladies? Maybe it's time to go over and visit that neighbor that has the night shift. Yes, sirree. Daddy's out burning the pay, wearing his fedora hat.
And I'm the afternoon guy. How about some ice cream?
Hey, it's late night. How you doing, ladies? Hey, don't forget those choppers. Brush those teeth before you go to bed, because tomorrow's trash day.
And it's me, the morning disc jockey. Don't forget about the dry cleaning.
Now here's four in a row.
God. What a douchebag.
Oh, that's how, man, I tell you, since I've been in this market, the ladies do love me.
Mike.
Fantastic.
And you know what? We have not even gotten into the guy's article. That is just...
That's his list.
That is...
Is that a picture of him right there?
That's his picture.
Day.
And that is a memo that he sent to the staff at WIKX Minneapolis.
Hi. Yeah, I'm totally in control. And you know the ladies walk in there. Yeah, thank you. I'm sure most of the ladies said thank you.
Look at this guy's face. This is a guy, the last time he was near a woman's vagina is when he was born. Okay? This is a guy who should not be telling you what women want to hear on the radio.
No, you should have a woman telling women what they want. Thank
Jesus
you.
Christ.
Right. Whatever.
Anyway, remind me tomorrow. We're gonna come back.
Women should be running these radio stations.
Not! We're gonna come back to this.
Good.
And we're gonna talk about how he writes about anticipating women's needs, marketing to her peripheral vision.
Peripheral, yeah.
Yeah, and how to secure a female's loyalty forever.
Hmm. Happy midday, everybody. Let me tell you something. Doris called me from the suburbs, and there is a yard sale this weekend that will knock your breast in the dirt.
WIKX Minneapolis. I know it's early. I'm going to get in trouble with the program director. It's only 3 minutes until 1 o'clock, but I want to say something right now. Ladies, wouldn't you enjoy some ice cream? He threw that break, and he comes running in with a list, and he goes, You effing idiot! Ice cream is an afternoon relatable, not a midday relatable.
Oh my God, fantastic.
We will get more of this tomorrow.
I mean, no ice cream unless you brushed your teeth in the morning show.
And on the night show.
And on the night show.
On the late night show.
Yeah, he's focused on the teeth and then take the trash out.
And Mike, oh, also remind me tomorrow, I'm going to highlight this. Weekends.
Ah, what are the weekends? Oh, totally different activity.
Yeah, weekends.
Time to kick back with the newspaper on Sunday morning.
Maybe
you having a good time, ladies? It's time to look for those antiques. You know, you can make it up. I mean, anybody can do it. Yeah. Driving in the cab over here, you can make up a list like that.
Douchebag.
Hammerhead.
All right, we'll get back to it on tomorrow's episode. We could continue now, but I know next we're going to play America's favorite game show.
All right.
Match Game 2002. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Right, right.
You'll love their D's and B's.
Who doesn't?
Don and Mike.
Tomorrow on the show, we're up in Philadelphia, 94 WYSB. Tomorrow we'll be playing the Dude Out of Feud.
I can't wait for that.
Right. See, what you want to do is be one of the first five guys or girls to show up at WYSP tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock when we play the Nude Feud for $500 in cash, plus tickets to see Tool, tickets to see Creed, tickets to see Sammy Hagar and David Lee Roth,
all right,
and Eagles tickets for a great game, Eagles versus the Packers.
Good stuff.
At an exhibition game August 10th at the Vet.
And you ladies, for those ladies that might want to win tickets for their husbands, might be a good time to maybe visit the neighbor today.
Before you get some ice cream. And we're still laughing about
that. You had your favorite, I had mine.
We're still laughing about that stupid list.
Ladies, go out and get some ice cream. Hey, chores are done.
We will get we will get back to it tomorrow. So show up tomorrow here at YSP for the Nude Feud to win all of the stuff that I just mentioned. And I was talking with Tim, the program director, before the show today.
I know you were.
Tim, the man with the highly explosive head. It's like, yes, that movie Scanners. And any second, you just like, the thing is just going to blow up.
I hope that never happens. He's one of the good guys.
Anyway, he wants me to be a part of the Eagles pregame show this year.
There you go.
So I think I'm going to take him up on that offer.
That's a wonderful idea.
And you'll see what... what happens there?
Very good.
I love doing it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You can come up here and do it?
Yeah. I'm not going to do it all the time like I did with the Redskins.
You're going to do like your contributions. You're the contributing editor, yeah, like Peter Gammons.
We're going to talk about it. And we circled some games.
Right.
That I'll come up for, and some games that I'll go elsewhere for with the Eagles.
You could be like the Andy Rooney of their show.
Yes, absolutely. The Andy Rooney of Eagles Radio.
You ever wonder why people drink so much at the games?
and also, last Philadelphia note, we do want to thank the good people at Pat's for sending by all the cheesesteaks today. Yeah. Thank you. They are delicious.
Frank. Yeah, he's great.
And we do love them. Now,
Frank at Pat's?
Yes. We are ready to play Match Game 2002, and we said that we would play with the first two listeners up this morning.
Right.
And they are Jim and Dominic, and let's welcome them now.
Hey, Jim, Dominic, come on in here.
Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
they are.
Hey, dudes.
Welcome.
I know. Who is who? Who
are you? I'm Dominic.
You're Dominic?
Jim.
Dominic. Jim, hi.
Dominic, you were here when we got here this morning.
Yes.
Yep, I remember seeing you.
Right, nice to meet you, and nice to meet you as well, Jim. Now, in the next room, back there, you've got Buzz on the left.
Hi.
And joining Buzz is our Philadelphia producer, Spike. Spike,
are you guys sharing the same microphone?
Yes, we are.
Spike. Yes, we are.
Speak, Spike.
I thought they had two mics.
I thought the reason
there.
Spike was going in there is because they had two microphones.
That's what I thought, too. The other microphone doesn't work. That's the problem. There are two microphones, though.
An infinity station.
Yeah. All right, let's get to it. Now that you know the players are Jim and Dominic, and we're playing for cash, as always, Robbie.
Right. What, it's 100 with a chance to double, or 50 for a chance to go down?
Let's just shoot the wad.
Okay, 100 bucks, chance to go to 200 when you go to Super Match.
All right, let's play.
You remembered.
Let's play the game.
The Don and Mike Show.
Here we go. Match game.
Get ready to
Match the Stars. It's Match Game 2002. With the stars, Don Geronimo.
Hi, everybody.
Mike O'Mara.
Whatever.
Michael J. Elston.
Hello.
And your host, Rob Spiewak.
Hello, stars.
Hey, Rob.
Hello,
Rob.
Stars.
Hi, Rob.
You know, we have Jim and Dominic here to play Match Game with us today, but I know I would be remiss if we didn't meet our panel. Let me start Sunday nights at 9 p.m. on YSP right here in Philadelphia. This gentleman hosts Exposed. He's great, and he's our board op. Say hello to Spike.
Hi, Spike.
Hi, Spike.
Hi, Spike.
Hi, Rob.
Spike. Hi, Spike. He's the acid-tongued talent critic from American Idol that everyone's talking about. It's Don Geronimo. Boy, Don, you never sugarcoat it, do you?
Paula Abdul has a giant ass.
And amazingly, this guy did every voice in the Disney movie The Country Bears. It's our favorite mimic, Mike O'Mara. Mike, how about doing one of those wacky voices you do so well?
Whatever.
And finally, you'll see him Monday nights this fall on CBS's The King of Queens. He's the crotchety next-door neighbor, Buzz Burbank. Buzz, is it true what we've heard about Leah Remedy?
Every word of it.
Wow, no, very good.
You just said Leah Remedy.
Did I?
You said Leah Remedy.
Leah Remedy.
I cannot believe it.
What's her name?
Remedy.
Is it Remedy?
You know it's Remedy.
It is Remedy. All right, well, stars, are we ready to play?
Rob.
I need paper, though.
Oh, I didn't give you paper? Forgive me. There you are.
Give him the paper, man.
Jim and Dominic, you know how to play the game?
Yes, we do.
It's really easy. We'll read these clues to you, and you have to try to match as many celebrities.
I forgot to ask. Dominic, where are you from?
I'm from Philadelphia. Philadelphia.
And Jim, where are you from?
South Jersey.
Beautiful. All right, guys.
Very cool. Now, what you'll try to do is try to match as many celebrities as you can. We flipped a coin backstage. Jim won, and he gets to go first. Please pick A or B.
A.
A. A.
And here's the first clue. Hey, bet you didn't know that the Catholic Church is getting a series on HBO. Did you know this? Yes,
no.
It's called Sex in the Blank. Please hold your answer, Jim. I bet you didn't know that the Catholic Church is getting a series on HBO. It's called Sex and the Blank. As soon as all the celebrities are in, we'll get your answer.
Mike Sin, how about you, Spike? Buzz?
I'm in.
We're just waiting on Spike.
I'm in.
All right, Robbie, your panel is ready.
Very good. The panel is right. Bet you didn't know that the Catholic Church is getting a series on HBO. It's called Sex and the Blank. What do you think, Jim?
Sex and the Young Boy.
Sex and the Young Boy. That's perhaps a very good answer. Do you have a young boy over there, Don?
No, I had
Sex and the Priest's Ass.
Not a match.
Doesn't count. Sorry.
How about you, Mike?
I got really sick, Rob. I said Sex and the Toddler.
Oh.
What now?
That was gender specific. I don't think we can give it to him.
No, very close, though.
Shit. How about you, Spike?
I said Sex and the Haley Joel Osment.
I think that's a match.
That's a match.
That's right. And how about you, Buzz?
I said Sex and the Rectory.
Not a match.
Wow. Clever, but not a match. Dominic, you ready?
Yes.
Here's your clue, B. Hey, you can always tell when Buzz Burbank calls the pizzeria.
How?
Well, he orders a large pie with extra blank. You can always tell when Buzz Burbank calls the pizzeria because he always orders a large pie with extra blank. You familiar with Buzz on our show?
Yeah.
As soon as the panel's right, we'll get your answer. Buzz would be the best one to answer this because it's about him.
I'm in.
Buzz is in.
I'm in.
I'm in.
Just depends how cruel you want to be.
Exactly. You can go any direction with this. Is the panel right?
Yeah, we're ready, Robbie.
All right. You can always tell when Buzz Burbank calls the pizzeria. He always orders a large pie with extra blank. What do you say, Dominic?
Ass play.
Extra ass play. Ass play. Well, try fitting that in a box. How about you, Don? Do you have Buzz's ass play?
Do I wish, Rob?
Yeah.
No, I said he orders extra Prozac.
Oh, I see.
Prozac. As a topping.
It keeps him even. How about you, Mike?
I said Buzz orders a pizza with extra indecision.
Is that a picture of Buzz?
Yeah, that's
nice. Buzz. You know, we've never had in-studio players for Match Game. They can see Mike's artwork.
Mike draws all of his answers.
I've lost weight.
Very good. How about you, Spike?
I said weed.
Oh, that's it.
That was the answer.
Spike's a player. Yeah, perhaps that's what the
Spike
writers were looking for.
It.
How about Buzz? What'd you say, Buzz?
So many right answers. I said Viagra.
Viagra, yeah.
Viagra.
Although
Spike had the right answer.
Yeah, Spike had the right answer.
Weed.
We would have accepted apple juice as well. Dominic, you get to pick first this time. Pick A or B.
Let me go for B.
B it is, and here is your clue. Did you know that G. Gordon Liddy was originally cast in the film Goldmember? Did you know this?
I did not.
He was, indeed. He played a character called Minnie Blank.
I'm in.
You familiar? familiar with G. Gordon Liddy, Dominic?
Not really.
No, he used to be a disc jockey of sorts, but he's also made some movies.
And you, white trash.
That's his voice. He was originally in the film Goldmember and played a character called Minnie Blank. Who's in?
I'm in.
Don is in. Buzz and Spike, I believe, are in.
Buzz, are you in?
Not yet.
All right. We're just waiting on Buzz.
Minnie Blank.
Okay, I'm in.
Mike, you in?
Yeah, I've been in.
Oh, okay, forgive me. Dominic, playing this Clue B, did you know that G. Gordon Liddy was the originally, let me start again. Did you know that G. Gordon Liddy was originally in the film Goldmember? He played a character called Minnie Blank. What do you say?
Mini Egg.
Mini Head?
Yeah.
Mini Head. G. Gordon
Mini
Liddy.
Head.
Comically small head. Don, over there under the console somewhere, do you have Mr. Liddy's head?
I have two answers.
Well, I know which
one
I'm
looking for. Gotta
pick one. I'm hoping for. Which is it?
All right.
Does either of them match? Do either of them match?
No. Penis.
Mini penis.
Mini penis. What was the other one?
Adulterer.
Oh, God.
Oh. Neither one of them match. So either way, you're out of luck, Dominic. How about you, Mike?
I said mini bladder.
Mini bladder.
Mini bladder because he pees a lot.